Ever since Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was forced out of office last year, that country's military has been in control. Top army officials had promised to retain Egypt's democratically elected parliament and to retain its constitution. To that end, the military convened a 50-member panel to recommend constitutional changes. Next week, Egyptians will go to the polls to vote on a large packet of constitutional amendments. Hala Esfandiari is director of the Middle East program at the Wilson Center. I asked earlier today to explain what Egyptians would actually be voting on.
In this new constitution that is going to be put on a referendum next week, there is 247 articles. And the most important, I think, changes are, first of all, they are banning religious parties.
Banning religious parties.
Parties. This means that the Muslim Brotherhood or the Freedom and Justice Party cannot run. And when they say banning religious party, it means that if Christians were forming their own religious parties, they wouldn't be able to run either. So that is one of the points. The other one is, of course, the military, which has much more power than in the previous constitution. And also, there is the laws restricting demonstrations in this new constitution are stronger than the previous constitution. But the preamble of this new constitution talks about Egypt seeking to build a democratic, modern country with a basically civilian government.
It sounds very complicated. Is it, in your opinion, a step toward greater democratic participation or a step away from that?
Look, I mean, if you ban religious parties, this means that you are banning a number of your citizens who would have opted to join religious parties. But if the elections are free, and the elections are not tampered with, this is a step forward. I think one step backward was that there is no quota mentioned in this constitution, nor was there a quota mentioned in the 2011 constitution regarding women, the number of women.
Right. As I understand it, women are not elected. They are appointed at this point in time.
Look, this is a new constitution, so therefore women should have been a quota given to them to be elected. If you look at the Iraq constitution that was drafted after the fall of Saddam, every third candidate on any list had to be a woman. So almost a third of parliamentarians in Iraq are women. And this easily could have happened in Egypt too, but there is no mention of the quota for women. So.
The military council really wants these amendments to pass. What happens if they don't?
Look, I think the constitution is not voted article by article. It's not like Tunisia. The constitution is going to be voted in its entirety. And the mood in the country currently is so anti-Muslim Brotherhood that this constitution is going to pass. That is the way I read it.
Hala Esfandiari is director of the Middle East program at the Wilson Center. Next week, Egyptians go to the polls to vote on a package of amendments to Egypt's constitution.